Grapes won't be in season for a few months yet, but right now is a good time to harvest grape leaves. They're often used in Mediterranean cuisine and most famously come in the form of dolmades, or stuffed grape leaves. Here to talk about making dolmades for this week's Last Chance Foods is Diane Kochilis. She is the author of 17 books on Greek cuisine, including the upcoming book, The Country Cooking of Greece. Welcome to WNYC, Diane.
Thank you.
One sad fact of life is that we've probably all had a really bad stuffed grape leaf. Either the leaves are too stringy or the filling is too soggy. So tell me the secret of a good dolmades, and how do I get it when I'm making them at home?
Okay, there are several secrets. Let's start with the filling. I think the secret is more onions than you can imagine in the filling.
Why?
Because the grape leaf is briny, and even a fresh grape leaf has a somewhat sour note to it. And the way that Greeks cook onion for stuff, for rice stuffings, is they actually grate the onion. So the grated onion and the juice of the grated onion caramelize as that rice stuffing cooks, and that's what gives a really good dolma, the singular is dolma, that sweetness, that irresistible sweetness. The classic filling is rice, sometimes pine nuts, raisins, a lot of onions, and all sorts of herbs. And those are vegetarian dolmades, and those are typically served with a little bit of yogurt. You could also do a rice and meat filling, but in both instances, the onion is a very...
Secret is the onion.
Yeah, it's the secret ingredient.
And grated onion. So you really want to break down those cell walls and get all of those juices out.
Absolutely. And, we're talking about maybe for enough grape leaves for six people, maybe 10 onions.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. More than you can imagine.
So tell me the secret of picking a grape leaf that is... in prime form, and also cooking it so that it doesn't get so stringy and tough.
We have vines in my garden in Greece, and when I pick grape leaves, there are two things you have to watch out for. You want to pick smaller leaves. They're the tender leaves. And you also need to be careful which leaves you're picking, because what does the grape leaf do? It protects the grapes from being burnt by the sun. So you want to make sure that when you're doing that, you're leaving enough protection for the fruit. I think the variety also matters. In Greece, I know that they say the most tender grape leaves come from the Sultanina grape. It's actually a table grape.
So if you've got a grapevine at home, this is what you look for. If you're purchasing them from a farmer's market, look for the smaller, tenderer leaves. But what about the cooking process?
The cooking process, there are various schools of thought. I blanch my fresh leaves. I usually don't go to the trouble of brining them. There's a traditional method of preservation in Greece, which is to actually dry them in the sun, and they're strung garland-like. It's actually really beautiful, and you rehydrate them. That's also sort of a big,
very
long
intense,
yeah, it's
process,
an intense process.
Right. How do I make sure about the filling and being overcooked or undercooked?
My rice will be al dente, probably a little bit less than al dente. My onions will be sautéed and soft. I'll add whatever seasoning I'm going to add, my raisins, my pine nuts, if I'm adding pine nuts. I'll roll my grape leaves, my dolmades, and when I cook them in a pot, I just add enough water to barely cover them. And by the end of the cooking process, most of that water has been absorbed.
What else can I make with grape leaves?
One of the best things in the world to make with grape leaves is meatloaf.
Really?
Yeah. You make meatloaf and you wrap it in grape leaves and you roast it. It is to die for. That's a recipe in The Country Cooking of Greece.
All right.
And there's also a wonderful soup made with grape leaves, kind of like a vichyssoise, but with grape leaves.
Mm. So that's that nice tang again.
Yeah, it's really wonderful.
Diane Kochilis is the author of The Country Cooking of Greece, which will be out this September. She's also the consulting chef for Boukias, a Greek restaurant on East 2nd Street, and Pilos on East 7th Street. To learn more and to get Diane's recipe for dolmades, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also ask Diane a lightning round of questions for my video series, 60 Second Stir Fry. You can also find that on the culture page. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.